In last week's message, Apostle Eric Nyamiche explained why it is wrong to repress bitterness. This is because bitterness are seeds of resentments hidden in the heart. Time will certainly betray you if you try to repress a bitter spirit. In this week's message, Apostle Eric Nyamiche takes a deeper look at repressing bitterness.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Happy to come your way once again. Last week, we looked at the fact that some people do repress bitter feeling. And when you do that, you're only being hypocritical. You are trying to lie to others. But we said that when you mentally put off a painful feeling, that does not mean that you are forgiven. And other times, you even move beyond being hypocritical into a realm which I call duplicity, where you lie to your own self and believe that you are forgiven. But when you do that, time will certainly betray you. I want to illustrate this from 2 Samuel chapter 13. 2 Samuel chapter 13 is a story from David's household where Amnon was killed by Absalom because Absalom's senior brother raped Absalom's maternal sister Tamar. And a story is not a good one at all, but I want us to read, to take some lessons and then maybe caution ourselves from repressing bitterness, because certainly time will betray your intentions. 2 Samuel chapter 13 from verse 17. He called his personal servant and said, "Get this woman out of my sight," and bolt the door after her. So his servant put her out and bolted the door after her. She was wearing an ornate robe, for this was the kind of garment the virgin daughters of the king wore. Tamar put ashes on her head and tore the ornate robe she was wearing. She put her hands on her head and went away weeping aloud as she went. That is Tamar weeping aloud as she went because the brother Amnon had raped her, and beyond that, he has disgraced her. He has caused the others to know what has actually happened. So she decided to express it. She went weeping in anger and weeping in sorrow. Now, this is what Absalom told the sister, and I want us to take good note of this one. Verse 20, her brother Absalom said to her, "Has that Amnon, your brother, been with you? Be quiet for now, my sister. He is your brother. Don't take this thing to heart." And Tamar lived in her brother Absalom's house, a desolate woman. Now, remember that Absalom is telling the sister that Amnon is your brother. So, sister, don't take this thing to heart. That is worse. But he himself is harboring this grudge. And Absalom never said a word to Amnon, either good or bad. He hated Amnon because he had disgraced his sister Tamar. See, this is how he is trying to treat the bitter spirit. But time will certainly betray him. Not speaking to your brother or sister about what is on the inside of you doesn't mean you are forgiven. Time will certainly betray you. 23 says this. 2 years later, when Absalom's sheep shearers were at Baal-Hazor, near the border of Ephraim, he invited all the king's sons to come there. Absalom ordered his men, "Listen, when Amnon is in high spirits from drinking wine, and I say to you, strike Amnon down, then kill him. Don't be afraid. Haven't I given you this order? Be strong and brave." So Absalom's men did to Amnon what Absalom had ordered. Then all the king's sons got up, mounted their mules, and fled. So 2 years later, Absalom killed Amnon. Even though he was not saying anything good or bad to him, his intentions was with himself. And that is, we was repressing the bitter spirit. But he has been betrayed. Your real intention will always betray you. There's no need to keep bitter feelings and be repressing it. Absalom has been that kind of a person all his life. Absalom has been all that kind of person all his life. His beautiful face does not predict what is on the inside of him. Absalom was a handsome man, but he had a wicked and deceiving heart. He was trying to do that against his father and to take his throne. He was putting up a front, but what his actual intention was hidden within him. And now he was not saying anything good or bad to his brother, as if he has forgiven. His words to the sister meant that he shouldn't take that to heart, but he was harboring a grudge. And 2 years down the line, he killed Amnon, his son. Don't play Absalom. Don't be an actor. Be real. What is on the inside? What kind of hypocritical spirit are you putting up there? Repent and truly forgive. Now, if you want to give your life to Jesus, may I give you the opportunity. Please repeat this after me. Dear Lord, I confess you as my Lord and personal Savior. I repent of my sins. Come into my life, Jesus, and be my Lord forever. If you have prayed this prayer, be assured that you are born again. God be with you.
Thanks for watching this episode of Weekly Inspiration with Apostle Eric Nyamiche.
In this week's message, we learned that repressing bitterness is not a healthy Christian lifestyle. Repressing our emotions is like keeping a hypocritical spirit. As Christians, there is no need to keep bitter intentions against others because your real intention will betray you one day. Don't be an actor. Be real. Truly forgive those who offend you and you will be blessed.
Trust that you have been inspired by this week's message. For prayer, counseling, or inquiries, kindly reach us on 05433-08187 or email us at info.weeklyinspiration@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Till we come your way again, have a blessed week.